Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you all. God bless Calgary Interfaith Council. God bless Calgary. God bless Canada. Born and raised in Kashmir, India, living in Canada from last 18 years, I'm really blessed to be in this country, in this city where we are sitting in this, as Mayor Nahid Nanshi said, in a living room of the city, which is really blessed having all of us of different faiths together. I would like to start off with a verse of Holy Quran that will highlight the entirety of my speech from chapter 3, verse 105. It is stated that, and hold firmly to the rope of Allah altogether and do not become divided. Each generation is the guardian and is responsible for another generation. Each generation is responsible for the generation which comes after them and is responsible to ensure that the religion and the guidance which has been given to the previous generations, which have been protected and carried from hand to hand and have reached the next generation, can in turn be given to the future generation. Therefore, each preceding generation must be ready and equipped to accept the teachings that will benefit humanity and make the best use of them. The youth are the leaders of the future, and the discussion of leadership includes responsibilities which all of us, the old generation and the new, are obligated to fulfill. The leadership and the guidance of an individual or even an entire generation does not take shape in the same ways and manners within altered instances and conditions in different times. Rather, it's different. Thus, the form of leadership must also approach methods in conveying the idea. It is as Imam Ali, peace be upon him, has said, do not raise your children the way you have been raised, for they were born in a different time. The ways and the means used in the leadership also differ, and one general prescription cannot be given which would work for all people and all generations living in different times. Due to this fact, in each and every era and while living under different conditions, we must carefully think about this issue. And through contemplation, we must see in what way the leadership and governing should take from and what prescription must be given to the society. When one plants a seed into a soil, it does not grow and bear fruits except after much care. A seed needs care, love, and patience. Do our youth not need the care and patience so that they will bear fruits? What I would like to transmit through my generation is the existence of love, peace, and harmony among the people of society that make a society a living one, one that is fit for human life and evolution, in which all can find salvation, progress, and can enjoy each other's sympathy and sincerity. I would like to transmit the teaching of Messenger of God, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his progeny, peace be upon them. It was their teachings that made Ethiopian slave Bilal and the Persian Salman brothers and two of the best companions of the Holy Prophet of Islam. In the light of this unity, many deep-rooted enmities were reconciled and divided groups were united. This unity requires that all human beings, regardless of religion, gender, or race, share each other's sorrows and joys like members of a large family. And alongside that, I would like to transmit and stress the importance of three things. Stand firm with the truth, have faith, and seek knowledge. It was the Holy Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who taught us that we should seek knowledge no matter what. And the first revelation in the Holy Quran was Iqra, meaning read. Standing firm with the truth teaches us to stand against oppression, tyranny, and injustice. Imam Hussein, the grandson of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon them, was martyred because he stood against the oppressor of his time and preserve human dignity and justice. And lastly, have faith at all times. Recognize and realize that there is a higher power who has created everything from the smallest grain of sand to the cosmos. Find that power and trust in him at all times. These are the teachings which I wish to pass on to my future generation. Each one of you is a shepherd, guide, and each one of you is responsible for this flock. We must embrace this responsibility and working alongside our future generation within each of our own abilities endeavor to solve the problem of the human world and to create possibilities for the advancement and promotion of love and harmony. Thank you.